We continue our learning. We're in Bavakama Perek Dal and Mishnah Ches. Shor Shehu Yotzei Lihi Sakel. You have a shor that it killed a person, and now it's being taken out to give it skila, to stone it. V'hikdisho ba'olav. And at that moment, the Baalim, the owner, says, okay, I'll makdish my animal to the Beis HaMikdash. Eino mukdash. So the animal, the owner has no zechus in the animal. He has absolutely no ability and no authority over the animal in order to be makdash it. And therefore the animal is not going to be hekdesh at all. Shchato bisaro asur. And if, let's say, the owner now takes the animal on its way out to be killed, to be stoned, and he shechts it, so the basar is asur. The flesh is asur, based on the pasuk. So kol yisakel hashor v'lo ye'achel es bisaro. So when the pasuk says you're supposed to give the shor skila, so you don't need to tell me that v'lo ye'achel es b'saro, because once you stone an animal and it's dead, that animal is an avela. It obviously wasn't shechted properly. So you don't have to tell me v'lo ye'achel es b'saro. I know once you give it skila, it's an avela. And of course you can't eat it because it wasn't shechted properly. So what is the extra phrase v'lo ye'achel es b'saro, and you shall not have its flesh eaten? That comes to inform us that if, let's say, you shechted the animal before Gemar Din, before it was killed, the basar is still going to be asur. And not only is it asur ba'achila, but it's even asur ba'hana. You can't even get benefit from it. You can't even sell it because feed it to an animal. Because the phrase is used v'lo ye'achel es b'saro. When the Torah uses the word lo tochal, lo yochal, etc. So one opinion says that always includes an isur hana as well, a prohibition not only from eating but also benefit. But everyone agrees if it says v'lo ye'achel, it should not be eaten. So that everyone agrees includes an isur hana. And therefore, the animal is going to be the flesh is not only asur ba'achila but even asur ba'hana. V'im ad shelo nigmar dino hikdisho ba'alav. But let's say after the gemar din, so you see the animal is a good chance it killed a person. Maybe Beis Din is going to convict it. You're not sure. Are there edim who are there? So you know what? You decide I'm going to be makdash my animal to the Beis HaMikdash. So the halacha there is mukdash. The shor is considered kadosh, and anyone who gets hana from it violates the isra of meila. Meila is getting benefit from hekdesh. Nonetheless, the animal still is going to be killed, is going to be given skila. And Miri explains that what Beis Din requires the owner to do is take a certain amount of the value of the animal. You have to redeem the animal. Remember, the animal is now hektish because it wasn't convicted yet. So you have the right to be makdish it. You have the ability to be makdish it, and the hektish takes effect. So what the owner, since you want to kill the animal because it's chayv skila, you don't want to kill an animal that's hektish. So we tell the owner to take the value of the animal and redeem it and give that money to bedek habayis, so in place of the animal, in exchange of the animal. And after the animal has been redeemed from hektish, Beis Din then gives it skila. Then the Mishnah concludes, Vim Shechato, let's say after before Gemar Din, the owner, before the beginning of the Mishnah is speaking about where he shechted the animal after Gemar Din, so the flesh is going to be usher. But here before Gemar Din, before the animal was even convicted, Bisoro Mutter, the flesh is Mutter to eat. Perek Vav Mishnah Tes, Misaro L'shomer Chinam V'la Shoel L'nos Yisachar V'la Socher Nichnusu Tachas Abalim. So here we have the Mishnah. Lists are the famous Dalit Shomer, the four Shomer, the Shomer Chinam, which is one who guards something without pay. The Shoel is one who borrows something, though he's getting Kol Hana Shelo. Nos Yisachar, the Shomer Sachar, who is guarding something, watching something for pay, and V'la Socher, someone who's renting something. So the general rules are Shomer Chinam is only to pay because he's not because he's doing you a favor to watch something. He's only chayv to pay for what he's watching if it's pshia, if there is negligence. The nosei sachar and the socher, the shomer sachar, and the one who is renting are chayv not only in pshia but also for geneva va'aveda, but they're exempt if it's ones. And a shoel, one who's borrowing, we say kol ana shelo, he's getting a complete benefit. He pays even if an ones happens, even an accident, circumstance beyond his control, he has to pay for that as well. He's only exempt in cases of mesa mas machmas alacha. Someone who borrows an animal, borrows a car, let's say, and the car doesn't work, so obviously he doesn't have to pay, or breaks down right away, and no fault of his own, of course, he does not have to pay for that, because he borrowed it in order to use it. So this is the list of the shomim. We're speaking about a case where the owner of the shor gave his shor and trusted it to one of these shomrim. So the Mishnah says, Nichnusu tachas habalim. So they take the place of the baal, and they become chayiv. They become liable for any nezek that the shor causes. So the Mishnah therefore says, muad mishalem nezek shalem, v'tam mishalem chatzin nezek. The owner is going to be putter. These shomrim, since they take upon themselves shmira, they obviously have to, at the very least, they're causing, they have to protect the animal from causing damage, and therefore even a shomer chinam, who we say is only chayiv in negligence of that, we consider negligence. And therefore, the chatzin nezek for a tam and the nezek shalim for a mord is going to be paid by the dalim shomer. Let's say that the Mishnah says, ksharo ba'alav b'mosera. The owner tied the animal with a rope around its neck, the one that you pull it with, or v'nal b'fanav, let's say it closed the door in front of it, karo'i, in a proper way, meaning a door that's, that can withstand a ruach mitsuya, a regular wind. And this is what we would call in both of these cases, whether it's with the rope, or it is being closed with by the door. This is what we call a shmira pechusa. It is a basic shmira, maybe an inferior shmira, certainly not a shmira ma'ula, but nonetheless is considered a basic shmira. V'yatza, and the animal goes out, v'hizik, and causes damage. Echad tam ve'echad muad chayav. Divi Rabbi Meir. Meir believes that you're going to be chayav to pay for nezek, where the animal was guarded, but guarded with a shmira pechusa. Rabbi Meir believes the owner is obligated to guard the animal a shmira ma'ula. That would mean, let's say, you have to tie it with a shal barzel. It has to be like a made of iron. It can't just be a regular rope. Something that cannot rip. Or you want to close it with a door that can withstand even a ruach she'ena mitsuya, even a wind even a very, very strong wind. So, and since you didn't give it the superior type of shmira, you're going to be held accountable for that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, interestingly, tam chayav umuad pater. Says Rabbi Yehuda, sounds counterintuitive, and there's much discussion about this when you study the Gemara. But Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to a short tam, he believes that you're going to be chayv to pay the chatzin nezek if you gave it a shmira pechusa, if you gave it the basic shmira. So I agree with Rabbi Meir on that. But if it's a muad, if the animal's habitual, that it causes damage, umuad pater, interestingly, and just the opposite of what we would have thought, a muad doesn't need a muad, it's sufficient to give it a shmira pechusa. That's okay, the tam needs a shmir ma'ula, but the muad already is going to be pater. Shenamar, of course, when it comes to shor muad, and many attribute this just simply to a gzeras hakasav, there's no rhyme, no reason for this, but the pasuk says, v'lo yishmirenu ba'alav. What does it say when it comes to a muad? Oh, and the owner didn't watch it. What does that imply? Oh, as long as the owner watches it somewhat, you go, then you're not going to have to pay. The pasuk says, when do you have to pay v'lo yishmirenu ba'alav? Where the baal doesn't watch it at all. But if he does wash it, even a shmira p'chusa, even an inferior type of shmira, apparently when it comes to muad, somehow the Torah says that would be sufficient. V'shamur who's eh? And this animal is considered shamur. How do we explain that? So one explanation is, once an animal is a shor muad, it's more the obligation of others to stay away from it, people know about it, and a shmira p'chusa would be sufficient for the owner as well. Then we have Rabbi Eliezer Omer, a third opinion, Eino Shmira Elasakin. He believes when it comes to a Shmira, when it comes to a Muad, there is no way to guard a Muad, even with a knife. So, or the only way to guard it is with a knife, which means you have to shecht it. And there's no other way to guard it. A shor muad is, which is another way of saying, even if you guarded a shmira ma'ula, that still is not going to help. You're going to be held accountable. So we have a three-way machlokas. According to Rabbi Meir, a shmira p'chusa on any animal is chayev, and shmira ma'ula, if you gave it a shmira ma'ula, you would be putter if it caused damage, because you gave it a superior shmira. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even a shmira p'chusa is sufficient if it's a muad, because once it's muad, it's been warned, people know about it, but if it's tam, it needs a shmira ma'ula. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, even a shmiru meula is going to be chayav when it comes to a shor. Muad shmiru is not going to help. And we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which is that middle opinion, that it's going to be sufficient to have a shmiru p'chusa for a muad, but you need a shmiru meula for a tam. Some explain in the Gemara that even Rabbi Eliezer holds that by a shmiru meula you're going to be pater. So what does it mean? Ein lo shmiru elasakin. Shmiru meula is sufficient, so why does he say, oh, you need a knife? What he means is, you're not going to be yotzei yedei shamayim of removing the nezek completely until you shecht it. And that's based on a brice in the Gemara. The Gemara says, minayin shalo yigadel adam kelev rabasoch beis. So how do you know, from where do we know that a person should not be raising a wild dog in his house? Because we know it could potentially cause damage and injure other people. Shenemar based on the pasuk, v'lo tosim damim b'veisecha. Pasuk in parashas kiseitze. Person should avoid literally there being blood in his house. Same reason why we should put a makeh on the roof is for the same reason. I shouldn't have a kelev ra. So based on that, Rabbi Eliezer may hold that a shmir meula would exempt you from the nezek. One way to learn Rabbi Eliezer, but the idea of ein lo shmir elasakin just points out is that the only way to completely remove this damim b'veisecha is using a sakin to shech the shor muad.